You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study has found children with a severe form of epilepsy had a 43.5% drop in seizures after taking a CBD gel twice daily for 6 months. Noah spoke to one of the authors of the report, Professor Lynette Sadlier from the University of Otago, about the findings. Lynette started by giving an overview of the study.
So this was a study that was done in New Zealand and Australia, where we looked to see how a pharmaceutical grade CBD product, that's cannabidiol, which is rubbed into the children's arms, worked for seizures in a group of children with very severe types of epilepsy.
And what did you find?
And what we found was that, so it wasn't a randomized controlled trial, it was an open label trial. So that means that the parents and the children and the researchers all knew who was getting the drug. So there was no placebo. But what we found that it was effective and well tolerated in these kids. So these kids have lots of seizures. And you know, on average, about 50% of them had at least a 50% reduction in their bigger seizures, which was great. And the kids tolerated it very well, actually. There was about 5% of the kids had some skin reactions, so just their skin would get dry or a little bit itchy, but that was usually relatively well managed. And the other thing about the study was the parents felt that other aspects of their child's quality of life improved. So there was the seizures not only were fewer, but they weren't as bad and they didn't last as long, and the kids were able to do more things. It's an open label trial, so it only gives an association. It's not what people use, you know, it's not class one high class evidence. It shows that it was a positive result in the sense that the kids seemed to gain some advantage from it, both from the seizure control as well as quality of life. Hopefully in the future we'll be able to do a randomized placebo-controlled trial to show that actually that's not just a placebo effect, but it's a real effect of the drug.
Why did you investigate this? Was there much research into it, or were you just like, I wonder what happens if I get
so kids. So we're always looking for treatments for these children with severe epilepsies, because a lot of them will not stop having seizures with the seizure medications that are presently available, and there's a high mortality associated with these kids. So about 25% of them won't be alive at 20 years of age. So, and that's often to do with having seizures. So it's really important that we try to stop seizures in these kids. And there have been some studies on cannabidiol, pharmaceutical grade cannabidiol, in some types of severe epilepsies. Dravet syndrome is one of them, using a product which is an oral medication. So, and those were randomized placebo-controlled trials. So we know that in some children with severe epilepsies, of which is basically what we were looking at, that was the cohort of children, that the oral formulation is effective. So that's class one evidence. So that was great. So this trial was different from that in that this is a gel. So the kids rub it in, they don't take it orally. And so the thing about kids with severe epilepsies is they often have other behavioral and cognitive difficulties. And so, and you know, even young children, it can be hard to get them to take tablets or syrup. And so, to be honest, although, you know, cannabidiol looks like it's going to be an effective treatment for this group of children, I was most interested in doing this particular study because of the fact that it was a gel. So at the moment, we don't have any way to get seizure medications into these children other than by mouth or an injection. Any drug that we could get into them in a different way, just rubbing in on their skin, would be, you know, really fantastic. Sometimes my kids that I look after, we have to put pegs in. So those are tubes that go directly from the outside of their skin into their stomach so that we can give them seizure medications. on a regular basis because they just won't take it orally. So if we had something that you could just rub in, that would just be fantastic. So, and at the moment, we don't have any seizure medicine that you can just rub in. So the idea that a seizure medication, you know, could be given in a different way than we normally do would be fantastic.
What exactly is CBD gel and oil compared to cannabis? Is it just part of it, as in compared to cannabis that that people would smoke?
Okay, so cannabis is you know, derived from the marijuana plant, and it has a lot, over 100 different active ingredients in it, and one of those is cannabidiol. So the two main ones in cannabis are THC and CBD. So, and CBD stands for cannabidiol. THC is not good for the developing brain. So that's the bit that makes you high and that people smoke. And we know that that isn't good for your brain when it's developing. So you try to avoid it. And we also know from animal experiments that THC can be pro-convulsive. So what that means is you give it to, you know, animals with seizure control, you can get more seizures. Whereas cannabidiol, CBD, in animal models shows that it can decrease seizures. And we now know in these bigger randomized controlled trials of the drug taken orally in children with these severe epilepsies, that it seems to stop seizures in those children as well. So the difference between cannabidiol and cannabis is cannabidiol is one of the hundreds of active formulation chemicals in cannabis. So it's really important when you're treating children, when you're treating anybody really, that you, when you give or you prescribe a drug, that you know what the drug is. You are confident that in every tablet or every you know, gel or whatever, that you know how much drug is in each of those, and that it's consistent every time you give it. And it's also important to know that there isn't anything else in the tablet or the gel that you don't want to give your patient. And so that's why it's really important to use pharmaceutical grade products. So that's what, so to be a pharmaceutical grade product, you know, you can be very confident that what is in there is what is supposed to be in there, and it's in there in the correct dose. And so, this particular product is a pharmaceutical grade CBD product. So it's one of the chemical components, but it's pure and it's consistent in each of those gel packs that we put on the kids' shoulders.
And so is CBD oil or gel currently legal in New Zealand? What's the goal for this research? If there are subsequent studies and it's proven that the powders help, are there legal issues at the moment?
No. So with regards to cannabidiol, so medicinal cannabidiol, so at the moment there is only one pharmaceutical grade product available in the world, and that is the GW Pharma Epidiolex. We can't, that's not gone through the regulatory procedures in New Zealand. I could prescribe it, but I would have to import it and it would cost the families a lot of money. So that's the only pharmaceutical grade product that's actually clinically available. That's available in, it's becoming available in Australia and shortly, and it's available in Europe and it's available in the United States of America. There are other products which are not pharmaceutical grade, but the New Zealand Ministry of Health has a agency which is looking specifically at these products. And so they have developed something called the minimal safety standards, so that products which aren't at a pharmaceutical grade standard can apply or can show to the Ministry of Health that they meet a minimal safety standard. So that's not as robust or as good as what you have to be a pharmaceutical grade, but it's a good step in the right direction, because at the moment, you know, kids or parents who are very desperate, you know, because their kids are having lots of seizures and they hear about the stories about cannabidiol being helpful. And so they just want to help their children. And so they can import, and doctors can prescribe these products, which in some cases don't actually have the actual component in them, and in some cases have things in them that you don't really want to give. But there's no way of knowing when you're buying the product, because, you know, the product just wants to sell. And so, you know, you can go to their website and they say all these things about how it's researched and it's this and it's that and it's great, but you don't know that. And there have been, you know, documentaries overseas and things where they've gone and they've done taken some of these products and analyzed them and found that there is actually no CBD in them, or that you know, that there's a lot of THC in them, and it's costing people a lot of money. And the other sad thing about it is that they often advocate using very they advocate using doses that are that we know from the medicinal grade, from the pharmaceutical grade products, actually aren't nearly high enough to actually have an effect. But the reason I think partly that they advocate for these doses that they do is because the parents and the families can afford to give less, do you know what I mean? But that actually isn't helpful because it doesn't actually work. So the minimal safety standards will be great, because it means that people will, that all of these, and there's lots of them out there, different companies and different formulations that are making medicinal cannabis, that people will be able to have some confidence in that. If one of these products gets onto the Ministry of Health website and is deemed to reach the minimal safety standards, that actually probably the drug is in there, in the CBD is in there, and the amount that they say is in there, and that there isn't anything else.
That was Professor Lynette Sadlier on a study on giving CBD gels to children with epilepsy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.